police station, jail, city hall.
What about the firemen?
Fire department, firehouse.
Okay. Say if a man got arrested for drunkenness, where would he probably spend the night?
Well, it depends who picks him up, because that's what I do at the Northwest Regional Crime Lab, do the DWIs.
Oh.
But,
Do they have any kind of tests that they make on scene of the accident? Or did they take them in
for No, we don't use the PDI, the breath analyzer and, analyzer and CATO, we use blood.
Hmm. Do they have to get permission for that?
Yes. They can refuse it, but if you refuse it, you automatically lose your license for 6 months. And, really, they'll find you guilty if you refuse it.
So what's legally drunk?
.1.
And let's see, did you ever give me a name for where they spend the night?
Jail, coop.
Yeah. Any other names for jail? Kind of like that, coop or?
No, not slam or things like that.
Would you make a distinction between, say, a city jail and a bigger one, where people put for federal offenses?
Yeah, prison.
Prison. Would you have any slang names for prison?
That's more of a coop.
What about big house?
Well, like Angola and big house.
What?
Angola. That's
what's that?
That's a big prison. That's a bad place.
Oh, that's where
where the tough guys go.
The bad cases. Okay. Have you ever heard the phrase drunk tank?
Well, we got a pit. Where it's sober up.
Where the drunks go to.
Right.
What is that like? Is it a big sale or what?
It's mostly like just for drunks, you can put in like the tank, like you said, the tank, mm-hmm. the pit, everything else. I mean, it's more of a larger cell. We got more than one inmate in.
Work in a few questions about weather real quick. Say a very bad storm. What would you call that? Say it does a lot of damage, like Camille.
A tornado?
Yeah.
A hurricane? Or a thunderstorm?
Do you have a problem with any of those?
We just had one in Bossier. Tornado came through, really tore up the town.
Do you have anything like a storm that's in which you have freezing rain, the rain
hail.
Hits the ground and it immediately freezes?
Oh, that's
causes limbs to crack and the power lines
sleep.
Come down? Yeah. Are you familiar with an ice storm?
We really don't have all that many down here, so it's more of like when it rains and then freezes over and then keeps on misting and keeps on freezing, a freeze.
Alright, get back to the policeman. What would you say some of the things that a policeman carries with him for protection?
Well, you got a pistol, you got his nightstick, a lot of name of those, nigger knocker,
mm-hmm.
blackjack, mm-hmm. club, tire knocker.
For the nightstick? Why do you call it a tire knocker?
Well, you see, like in Louisiana, you can get arrested if you have a lot, like I keep one. And if it has tire knocker on it, you can say you test your tires with it. Because that's why a lot of truck drivers test their tires, bounce it, check their pressure.
You mean it actually has to have
right, tire knocker
tire
on
knocker
right.
on there? You can put them on there yourself?
Right.
Does anybody make one commercially?
Oh, they got one up here, Pierce Lumber and Supply. That's where I got mine.
Does that kind of thing have metal inside it? Or?
It's more of like a heavy wood, like a red oak. Mm-hmm. Now, I got another one, it's just a pool, shaft end of a pool stick.
Yeah.
That's got the rod through it.